June in Manhattan, a perfect time to roam the city, taking in the sights and sounds of springtime in the metropolis. On one of my recent meanderings, I chanced upon a fascinating exhibit at New York University's The Gray Art Gallery, located a few blocks from Washington Square. The exhibit is Art for Every Home, Associated American Artists, 1934 to 2000. Having no idea what I might find visiting this gallery, I decided to explore this exhibit. Glad that I did. The show is an overview of the work of Associated American Artists from 1934 to 2000. What exactly was Associated American Artists? A commercial endeavor originally organized by Reeves Lewenthal in 1934. He came up with the idea that art could be sold at reasonable prices that middle-class Americans could afford. He brought together many now-famous artists such as Grant Woods, Thomas Hart Benton, John Stuart Curry to produce prints, etchings, lithographs, ceramics, and textile designs. Over the course of some 36 years, the AAA developed strategies to market art and so stimulate public interest in art through contacts with major department stores such as Macy's, catalogs, and using media such as TV, radio, and newspapers. The Associated American Artists had a gallery in Manhattan that was first located on Madison Avenue in 1934. And then relocated in 1956 to Fifth Avenue. The exhibit is divided into four sections. Section 1, The Dawn of an Enterprise. Section 2, Art for Commerce. Section 3, Modern Art in Your Life. And Section 4, Pretty as a Picture, Fashion and Furniture for the Masses. Walking through this fascinating exhibit, I was surprised to learn that in 1934, at the beginning of Associated American Artists, the work of such artists as Thomas Hart Benton, Grant Wood, Raphael Sawyer, Peggy Bacon, and many others were produced in limited editions of 250, and each print sold for $5. How much would that be today, given their status in the art world? Also, I learned that by 2000, when Associated American Artists closed, AAA had published over 2,600 prints by 600 artists. As I left the fourth room of the exhibit, Pretty as a Picture, Fashion and Furniture for the Masses, I noticed on the wall a quote by AAA's founder, Reese Lowenthal, that read, quote, "Art's greatest potential patron, the budget-conscious housewife." I laughed to myself and thought, not anymore, with art selling for millions at auction. This exhibit documents a time in American history when the art world was accessible to people and not the domain of the impossibly wealthy. Art for Every Home, Associated Artists, 1934 to 2000, is showing at New York University's The Gray Art Gallery until July 9, 2016. The Gray Art Gallery is located at 100 Washington Square East. This is Irene Javers for WBAI State of the Arts, New York City.